And now, from the big screen to one of this year's biggest awards shows, they're handing out the Grammys this Sunday night in downtown Los Angeles. But before the stars turn out for that show, they'll be packing it in at any of the dozens of pre-Grammy parties this week. In fact, Allison Samuels was on the scene just last night at a big-time Grammy get-together. She is a national correspondent for Newsweek magazine, and she is right now with me here in studio to report back about the party. Let me see your eyes.
I'm fine.
You're doing okay.
I'm doing okay.
Well, tell me about the party last night.
The party was great. It was the InStyle party, and it was in conjunction with several artists who have clothing lines like Puffy and Beyonce and Jessica Simpson and people like that. So you had a fashion show, and then Rihanna performed at the end of it, which was the big event of the night because everybody sort of, I think, was there to see Rihanna. I looked on one side of me, and Prince was on one side, and on the other side, Jay-Z was on the other side watching Rihanna perform. So everybody's fascinated by this girl, and she is amazing in person.
I get the impression that she's about to be the next big, big thing.
I think she's already that. You know, she's on the cover of Cosmo. She was on the cover of Allure. That's really big, particularly as an African-American, to get those mainstream magazines.
She's there already.
She's there, yeah.
Well, the Grammy Awards are coming at a pretty weird time, not to mention the fact that they have really messed up the traffic. Took me an hour to get home yesterday going down past where they're going to be. The Writers Guild is on strike, obviously, still, although they have promised not to picket the awards. Also, the music industry is hurting in CD sales. Was there even a low-key sense of anxiety last night about the show?
It certainly was not the excitement that I usually feel at a pre-Grammy party. That sort of intensity and that sort of sort of anticipation wasn't there. But I think a lot of that is because most of the parties now are sort of really only having the artists come in. It's not a lot of, they didn't have a lot of time to prepare. So a lot of the parties are just sort of packed with industry people. So I think that's why it was sort of more a little bit low key, but definitely not the same intensity that I usually feel at a Grammy.
You know what I think would be good? Tell people, what do you do at a Grammy party? I mean, do they talk? Do they sit? Do they dance? I know they eat and drink. I know they do that. But what else goes on
well,
there?
Some of us go for the gift bag, which is what I do. But I think that
what'd you get?
it wasn't as good as I would have liked it to have been. But you know, whatever. But people talk. They talk business if you can hear because the music is really loud. When Rihanna came on, no one said another word. I mean, everybody was sort of focused on her. But you talk a lot of business. You see people that you haven't seen, and like I said, it's a lot of people that you've worked with in the past. So a lot of catching up, but you definitely talk about business because that's, what you're there for in terms of the show. And you're talking about, okay, what does this mean? Who's performing? How that's going to look? Amy Winehouse was like a big discussion last night because of her visa, but now I think she is performing. So you heard a lot of that kind of buzz.
Now, when the Oscars come, some parties, Vanity Fair's party at the Oscar is considered the A party to go to, right? And the one over at Morton's.
Right.
Is there an A party for the Grammys?
Clive Davis usually has a pre-Grammy party, and I hadn't really heard anything about one this year, but he may be having it. But that's usually the biggest one where every celebrity goes, and everyone who's anyone actually goes, music or otherwise. So that one, and it's always at the Beverly Hills Hotel, and it's a very nice event. So that's probably the one that you want to get invited to for the Grammys.
One more Grammy question before we talk about fashion. Any surprises in the show this year?
I think it'd be interesting to see, how many awards Kanye wins, and hopefully he will win some so he won't get upset. And, just following his mother's death, I think it's going to be a whole different sort of vibe with him as well. And just sort of watching, Amy Winehouse as she does perform. I just want to see how that's going to work out for everybody.
All right, let's talk fashion. Okay. Speaking of blacks in and out of the fashion world, spotlight, the veteran model and agent Beth Ann Hardison is on the industry's case again. Apparently, she and others are criticizing the way New York's Fashion Week has gone down this week. What's up with that?
Well, the African-American model has definitely sort of disappeared from the runway. And in many ways, minority models overall have disappeared, but in particular the African-American model. And so what Beth Ann has been doing for the last couple of months is sort of having these sort of town hall discussions on, what can we do? What happened? Because it used to be that fashion was ahead of the game. They always had, you had Naomi Sims, you had people like that that were Beverly Johnson back in the 70s that were hip and were on the cover of Vogue. So now it seems like it's you know, sort of we're regressing in fashion, and you don't see those models. All the models seem to look very much alike from Sweden or something. They have that same look, same bill, nothing at all diverse about it. And I think what her question is how do we stop this? I don't know if there's an answer. I think the actual designers have to stop it. When I go to shows and I don't see black models, that I put that in my head and say, okay, do I really want to buy this person's merchandise because he's not acknowledging me, so why would I acknowledge him?
So where are all these models, who, black models, who are winning on America's Next Top Model? They're not getting work.
Yeah, they're not working. I mean, if they're doing, you know, they may have a spot in a film or a commercial or something like that. But as far as doing the runway shows, which is a lot of money, that's not happening for them. And that is what real modeling is, doing the runway shows, really.
All right, let's talk about somebody else. All right, I saw this on television, but the sound was down.
Oh, okay.
And I admit I did not hear it. But when I saw him sitting there with Larry King, I'm like, oh, that's interesting.
Mm-hmm.
Snoop Dogg.
Right.
Interviewed with Larry King, talking about politics.
Yes.
Is he doing a makeover? What's up with him?
Well, I think that, you know, Snoop has always been an incredibly popular person with everybody, mainstream included. And I think that what he's tried to do is just capitalize on that. And in capitalizing, he's become more and more more and more mainstream, I guess, is what it is. Because when he first came out, it was totally rap. It was totally sort of hardcore. He was arrested and put on trial for murder. But he's been able to sort of really transition from that hardcore guy to, you know, the family man.
Well, I tell you what, to make your point, we have a clip from that interview, I believe.
Okay.
And we're going to play it right now. This is Snoop Dogg and Larry King.
I just want to see somebody win that's in the best interest of America, whether it be him, a black man, whether it be Hillary or a woman. Either one, to me, is a great move for America because we need change. We need somebody in there that's going to be about listening to the people and representing the people, and I feel like both of those candidates will do that.
No gin and juice, not even one time in that conversation.
No, he's growing up. I mean, you know, Snoop is getting older. He has three kids. I think, you know, he's like in his late 30s now. So, I mean, I think it's he's evolving as we all want our celebrities to do, if possible, and ourselves to do. So I think he's growing up. So I think that's the really cool part about Snoop.
Will his audience that has followed him, and we're about 30 seconds left, will the audience that has followed him follow him to this next
persona? I think
persona?
People are fascinated by him enough where they would keep looking. I think he's like, you know, this car wreck underway where you just want to keep seeing what's going on with him. So, yeah, I think people will pay attention. They'll stay tuned.
That's very interesting. I appreciate it, Allison.
Thank you.
Allison Samuels is a national correspondent for Newsweek magazine, joining me here at our NPR West studios. Always a pleasure. Have
Thank
fun at
you.
The Grammys.
Thank you.